What are you working on? Don't look at me. Go back to whatever you were doing. Keep both of your hands on the mouse and keyboard and keep looking at that screen. I don't want you to turn around. You know, this department is closed. Mm-hmm. You're not scheduled to be working here right now. But you know that, don't you? Ah, so disappointing. From everything I found, you seem to be a young and promising new employee. A real rising star. No, please, I insist. Keep going. No, I know exactly what you're doing. And just keep on it. So, what brings you here? Into this lonely, empty office so late at night. Huh? And there's no reason to look so nervous. No, none at all. I promise. It's just you and me in here. The doors are locked. The windows are secured. It's just us and no one is going to interrupt us, okay? So, just keep doing what you're doing and just listen to what I have to say. Mm-hmm. So, what exactly are you doing? And just to be clear, I'm not just asking you. I'm demanding that you tell me. I want to hear you say it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that is very, very disappointing. So, let me get this straight. You broke into this office, which you don't even work at. You don't work here. Not in this department. And you are sending confidential information to a rival company because they agreed to pay you. Is that right? Well, all I have to say is that you were very careless and got very lucky. You're lucky that I found out about this before security did. I promise I'm going to be much more lenient on you than they would have been. Trust me, there are worse things than losing your job. And depending on how this goes, I might just let you keep your job. But it is very important that you send those files over. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course. I replaced everything that you were going to send to them with garbage. It's all junk data. It's nothing that's going to be beneficial to them. But what is in those files is a particularly nasty worm. If they're as careless as you've been. Well, that might just give us an idea of what they're up to. And again, it's just so disappointing to see someone at my company act like this. You know, what you should have done, as soon as they reached out to you with an offer to pay you for this, you should have informed your supervisor, your manager. You could have even come to me about this. But no, I suppose the allure of a little bit of extra cash was just too much for you. I understand. I really, I do. I looked up who you were, where you came from, how you came to work here, all of your connections. I even know how you first met the people at that other company. I can understand that for someone like you that may have come from a difficult environment, it's easy to just do what people say. Just let other people take control, especially if they offer to give you things in return. It's so much easier that way, right? So when someone offered to pay you for some of these files, some of this information from us, you decided to just take them up on it. You were asked to do it, and you did it. The same quality that made you such a promising worker here. It's a good quality, don't get me wrong. It's just unfortunate that it brought you here. You know, in a way, you didn't even have the option to say no. You did need that money, and as far as I can tell, you do seem to be very malleable, is a good way to put it. A real people pleaser. Always willing to say yes to things. Oh, I see. You've already started the upload. Good. Good. Mm-hmm. If they reach out to you, don't respond. Okay? And we'll take care of it. They might try getting back at you, but we've got that handled. Now, what I need from you, please, slowly step back from that computer. That's it. And I need you to walk up to the nearest wall, that one, right there. Don't turn around. Do not turn around. That's it. Just press yourself flat against the wall and slowly bring your hands above your head. Now, I'm going to keep talking to you, and I need you to answer everything truthfully. I need you to do what I say, and under no circumstances are you to turn around. You can't even turn your head around to look, okay? I promise you are not getting out of here until I get the information I'm looking for. Do you understand? I don't even need security. If you have some misguided notion that you can wriggle your way out of this, I can take care of you by myself. I don't need security. Do you see? When I press your wrists against the wall, can you feel how strong my grip is. I'm barely putting any force behind that, by the way. You could say that I'm not normal, and you've been working here for some time, so you might have an idea of what that means. I don't need security to handle you. You aren't getting out of this, so you need to do what I say. And do you understand? I need you to say yes. Say that you understand. Good. Okay. So, while your decision to send our rival company very valuable information is unforgivable, I could be convinced to allow you to keep your position. I won't tell anyone else at the company. You won't tell anyone else at the company. And it will just be our little secret. How does that sound? Yeah. Additionally, I could increase your pay significantly. There will be no change in your position or your normal duties, but I'll make sure that all of your financial worries are taken care of. Again, your need for money is a part of the reason why you took up our rival's offer. So, as careless as you were with this whole bad idea, you did manage to sneak in here all by yourself, slipped right past security, and if I hadn't noticed, you would have gotten away with it. Well, what you've done is truly unforgivable. You do seem to have a certain set of valuable skills that I would like to keep around. A set of skills that I'd like to keep under my thumb. And I think that as long as the conditions are right, you won't mind. In fact, I think you'll be quite happy existing under my thumb. You may have been valuable as an employee, but I think you would be significantly more valuable as a dog. Just an asset of the company, something owned. Someone that will do whatever I say, whenever I say it. You do have a unique set of qualities that I think would make you a good candidate for a role like that. What do you think? Of course, you don't have much of a choice in the matter. You are aware of what the alternative to this is. And do you feel that? My knee pressing into your back. If I wanted to, I could just apply a little bit more pressure. And that would be that. could all be over for you in just an instant. That's the alternative. So, you have two options. You can become a grease stain on this wall, or you can agree to be company property. A role that I think you would excel at. Now, the choice is yours, of course. So what is it? Do you want to be just a puddle of wasted potential in this office, or a new and valuable asset for our company? What do you say? Huh? Do you want to be an asset? Oh, it's okay. You can take your time. We have all night. Like I said, no one's going to come in and bother us. No. No. Don't. Don't cry. Tears are fine, but you should try to keep your composure. I need you to keep facing that wall, hands above your head. If you move from that position at all, it'll all be over for you. Just take some deep breaths. Try to think about the situation you're in rationally, and make your choice. Excellent. Oh, I knew that you would make the right decision. After all, this whole display is just a game. It's just a game. I already knew that you would agree. I didn't even have to threaten you like this. I just thought it might be fun. You can remove yourself from the wall if you want. I don't mind looking at that part of you. Of course. You are very attractive. One of the reasons that I think you'd make for a wonderful asset to this company. So talented, so young, pretty. I'm sure that you can find more than one way to serve me. Oh. Don't look so down. It looks like you have some notifications on your phone. Do you want to check those? Is that maybe a notification from your bank? I have already wired some extra money to your account. Go home. Don't talk about this to anyone. Not your family, not your friends, your co-workers, anyone else from the company. Do you understand? From now on, I own you. I own you. If you step out of line, do you remember? When you were against that wall, that fear you felt. I need you to know that no matter where you are, who is around you, you are in just as much danger as you were then. If you disobey me, I will know and I will find you, and your punishment will be swift and severe. And do I make myself clear? Good. I doubt that you'll disobey me. That doesn't seem to be the kind of person that you are. Always doing what you're told. Just try to keep that up, okay? I promise that just as you'll be punished for bad behavior, you'll be rewarded for doing as you're told. Do you understand? So, go home. Go to bed. And tomorrow, you're going to wake up and come to work like nothing happened. Eventually, that could be tomorrow, later this week, next month, I'll reach out to you with a special set of instructions, and no matter what those instructions are, you will carry them out. Do I make myself clear? Good. Actually, can you come here? Yeah. Come here. You seem stressed out of your mind. Yeah. I am going to sit down. And you can put your head in my lap. I don't want you to go home looking like a wreck. Does that feel nice? As I run my hands through your hair. Good. Look, I own you now. And I like to take good care of my possessions. If you need anything, don't be afraid to ask me, okay? Honestly, I wish we could just stay here like this all night. I don't get to be like this around people very often. But with you, I know that you'll never tell anyone about this. Uh-huh. I trust you completely. And I can be as vulnerable with you as I want. Honestly, and this is what I wanted you for. Just someone to talk to. Someone to be intimate with, I suppose. Not in a way like that, just someone to be close to. And it's a little messed up, but I guess it's the only way I know how to go about that. Well, are you feeling better? Yeah, you can wipe those tears out of your eyes. There you go. There you go. much better. I promise. As long as you do what I say, you will be happy and healthy, and you will want for nothing. Okay. I need to go. And you need to go. You go first. Just go home. Act like nothing's happened. If anyone talks to you, just act how you normally would. And I guess, good night.